You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Welcome to Declaration Sunday. Everyone's just, wow. I feel like I'm at a footy match. Everyone's like so starved of going to live events, and they're like, this is amazing. Wow. Now, this is the one Sunday a year where we gather to declare God's will and purpose and promises over our church and over our lives. And I think that is a good thing, to declare God's promises, His will over our lives, amen. So today we're declaring vision for now and vision for the future. I think that's one of the things that I love about God. He has vision for us now that He wants us to see, that He wants us to walk in, but He also wants us to look forwards as well to prepare the way for what He wants us to step in into the future. It's not one or the other. It's hand in hand. This is what it says in Job 22, verse 8. If you're taking notes today, the notes are in the Bible app. The notes are also on gc.org.au/live for those who are watching online. This is what it says in Job 22, verse 8. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. The only thing that we're declaring is the word of God, amen. The only thing we're declaring is God's heart for us, the promises for us that are found in the word of God. I just want to talk this morning a little bit about our journey today, just for a short while. And for those of you who don't know, who've joined us not all that long ago, or maybe you've forgotten because you've been with us for so long, I wanted to remind you about God's will and God's promises that have happened for us as a church. So we're going to go back to 1984. Our church, Gateway, was planted in 1984 by Pastor Tim Hall out of what was then Richmond Temple. And we had Sunday services in the West Geelong Town Hall, in St. Philip's Church, in the GPAC, in South Geelong, in the Geelong High School, in the Ukrainian Hall we were at a lot of places, weren't we? The Ukrainian Hall on Packington Street, and then in Newcombe Secondary for 9 months before moving here in 2004. So from 1984 to 2004, moving from venue to venue to venue to venue, and then we landed here. So together, we've been able to make that happen. Together, we've been able to clear over $242,000 from the loan that we have on this building and land. And we're actively putting actions in place for the $307,000 or so remaining finances to be cleared so we can move ahead into everything that God's got for us. Can I say that again? We have a building with 15 acres of land. I talked to other pastors about this and they're like, you only own how much on your building and land? God has been good to us, amen. We need to hear this. We need to be reminded of this. Also, during the years between 1998 and 2004, we bought 5 acres of land on the Bellarine Highway. And this is currently an investment for our church for now and for the future generations, amen. I don't know if that doesn't excite you. I don't know what does. Like, God has been good to us. God has been good to us. See, it all sounds so easy now, doesn't it? But at every turn, it was vision that God had placed on the hearts of pastors and leaders that made it possible for us to join together and take steps of faith to walk into God's purposes and promises for us. So where have we been as a church? Where have we been? You know, we've been on a continuing journey since 1984. Started with Pastor Tim Hall and then Graham Oates up to 1992 and then Pastor Jim McMillan from 93 to 98 and then Pastor Phil and Glennis Ward from February 1999 to March 2015. God has been good to us. He's given us good leaders, good pastors to take us into the future. And now from 2015 to ongoing, myself and Naomi are leading the church now. Each generation takes us further than the one before. Each generation of believers in the church takes up the baton to go further than the last. We all together matter in the kingdom of God. God has planted us as a local church, and we take up the baton from generation to generation. If you're wondering whether you're part of the generation, if you still have breath in your body, you are part of the generation. We are a generational church. Amen. And so I want to encourage you today that the season of preparation is finished. The season of preparation is finished. We have been preparing. We've been getting our pastors ready. We've been getting our leaders and our teams to be ready to go. The season of rebuilding is finished. It's go time. God has called us to this city. God has called us to our families and our friends and our work colleagues and anybody who you come into contact with. It is time to go. The declaration over this year is grow and go. Grow and go. The season of growing and going is here. Right now, I can feel it right now. It is here in this place. Growing into Christ-like lives like we never have before. God has prepared it for us. We're growing into it, amen. Growing in our spirituality, growing in our emotions, our passion, and our love for one another. Where are we going? Well, we're going to be growing as a local church, amen. Where are we going? We're aiming towards the same mission and destination as those before us. It's never changed since Jesus gave the command, since Jesus gave the commission. It's never changed. We are aiming for the commission, the same destination, the same mission. We're going to the lost. We're going to our families. We're going with the power of the Spirit, as it says in Acts 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. God has called us to go locally. God has called us to go across our nation. God has called us to go globally. Whatever your heart burns with, God has called you to go. What's God been doing? Well, as I said before, God has been preparing us, but he's been preparing us as individuals and as a church. And he will continue to develop us and hone us and grow us, amen. But it's time to take your next step in growing in your faith and your purpose so that we can take up the call to go. Can I say it again? It's time to grow in your faith and purpose so that we collectively, we need you as well to take up your call to grow in faith and purpose. So God's been stirring in my heart, and I know that God's been stirring in other people's hearts as well, but I believe it's a stirring that God wants to do right now in your spirit, that when you hear the words grow and go, you're like, I want to grow. I want to go for the kingdom. I want to run. I don't want to be inhibited anymore. I want to step into everything that God has for me. So what's God doing now and in the future? I'll share about these things a little bit later on this morning, but what's God doing both now and in the future? Well, there's some new staffing that's happening in our church. That's pretty cool. That's stuff that's happening now. What's happening for the future? Well, I believe that God's speaking to us very, very clearly about we need some buildings to support the extra growth that's happening. Our kids' area already needs more space. And so I'll talk about that a little bit later. I won't jump the gun on it. But all amazing things. So I truly believe for you and for I that God has called you to grow and go. His heart is that you would join him in the same mission. Listen to this. His heart for you is that you would join him in the same mission that your friend partnered with for you. Your friend, your family member, maybe someone who you didn't even know, joined God in his mission so that you could find salvation. He wants you to join him with that same mission. for your friend, for your family member, for someone that you don't even know. Amen. So I want to breathe vision into you today. Let your heart begin to burn with passion for the now, and let it begin to burn with passion for the future as well. He wants you to see with spiritual eyes, with tangible eyes, to see what he's doing. Sometimes we can get so caught up in just going through the motions of life that we forget to look up and see what God is doing in our midst. To look at the winds that are happening within our family, within our lives, it's really easy to see the stuff that we don't like. But God wants to give you eyes to see. Let it begin to burn in your heart. You know, you were created to carry vision and purpose. That's what it says in Proverbs 29, verse 18. It says, it's without prophetic vision, people run wild. But blessed are those who follow God's teachings. In the Passion, it says it like this. Where there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. Not fixed on anything, just wandering astray. But when you follow the revelation of the Word of God, God's prophetic declaration, heaven's bliss fills your soul. Not trying to fill it with other things, not getting distracted and heading off track, fixed firmly on His prophetic vision for your life. I'll say it again. You were created to carry vision and purpose. Without it, you'll wander astray. You were created to carry God's prophetic vision and declaration in your life. So firstly this morning, point one, God has called you to grow. See, I know that one of the desires of God's heart for us is to grow. It's found in the Word of God. He gives us clear vision, prophetic vision, and it allows us to see and live His teachings. Not just know about them, but to live His teachings. In Peter 1, 2, we're encouraged to grow in our salvation. This is what it says in 1 Peter 2, verse 2. It says, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into the full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. Now, for those of you who have been Christians for a while, you know that that's not where it stops, but it's where it must start. We're called to grow into our salvation. See, we who have received forgiveness and a new life from Jesus, you are called to grow into the full salvation experience. It's not find Jesus and then everything's okay. I've got my ticket. I'm ready to punch it. I mean, that's a great start. But getting to heaven is not the ultimate mission, amen? The ultimate mission was firstly for you to come into relationship with God and then join Him in the mission that found you. So this year, I'm believing for you that you are growing in faith, growing in gifts, growing in your salvation experience, growing in your heart for mission, growing in the vision, growing in God's purpose, growing as a person, growing as a spouse, growing in your singleness, growing as a parent, growing in your trust, growing in your relationship with God. Growing in the now and growing into the future. I may have mentioned some things there then that you're like, I can grow in those things? Amen. Every single one of those things I mentioned and more, God wants you to grow into. Those things that you wrestle with, you're like, I wish I could do this or I wish I could be that person. It's in me, but I just... God has called you to grow into it this year and onwards. I declare over that you're growing into everything that God has for your life. He's called us to grow into mature followers of Jesus. So as an encouragement for you this morning, as we launch into this new season of growing, let's look at Colossians 2 verse 7. See, first, he encourages us to grow into the full experience of our salvation. But then in Colossians 2 verse 7, this is God's word for you today. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow as strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. See, it starts with coming into relationship with God through Jesus. We're growing strong as we have that spiritual milk that fills us. But then it's time for our roots to grow down deep. Allow this to be your prophetic vision for your life today. Let it bring heavenly bliss to your soul today. Amen. Grow deep into him. Allow your life to be deeply rooted in him and build on Jesus alone. Anything else you try and build in, anything else you try and build on, whether it's friends, family, career, a community group you're involved in, if you are pegging your life, if you are holding on to your life or holding on for life onto anything else except Jesus, can I encourage you? It's going to end in tears. The word of God states, let your roots grow down deep in him. Build your life on him. That is the only place that your faith will grow strong. It's the only place that your life will begin to overflow with thankfulness and not neediness. This is God's best for your life. It's found in the word of God. Let this prophetic vision begin to burn in your heart. So I say this over you, from now onward, your faith is growing stronger. This is a season that you're stepping into of overflowing with thankfulness for God, for what God's done, and for who he is, amen. Psalm 92, 12 to 14 says this. I believe this is God's word. When we take this in and we believe it for our lives, it does something. It don't hear this as a story. Hear this as God's truth for your life. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. If Jesus is in you, you are found righteous. You are called to flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Green things are growing things. Amen? God has planted you in the house of God. I understand that at different times in church life, in different times in your family life, in different times in being in the workplace, things can get difficult. We are humans. There are still parts of us that are flawed that God is still developing within us. Amen? People will say things, or you will take things the wrong way. It could be both of you that's the problem, not just the other person. It could be both of you. Yes, start nodding your head. No, stop doing that. Yes. But it's okay. We are a healthy church. What does that mean? A healthy church doesn't mean that we found some crazy bliss space. A healthy church means that we're prepared to have those weird and awkward conversations so that we can get to the place of health. Like, just because you may have seen on our website that it's like, we're a gateway to health. We are. We are a gateway to health. The conversation, the awkward moment is the gateway to health. Amen. God is good. Stay fresh. Stay green. Stay planted in the house of the Lord. So you're exactly where God would have you be, planted in the house of the Lord. This is a season of flourishing and overflowing. Secondly, God has called you to grow. Go. Point number two. God has called you to go. Mark 16, 15 says this. And then he told them, you are to go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere. I love how clear and precise Jesus is in calling us to join him. Like, you can't get confused about that. So God, I feel like maybe he meant that, like, only people who've done a course at church can do that. I feel like let me tell you, courses are good, programs are good, but the Word of God is our directive, amen? The Word of God is our vision, and He's called us to join Him. He didn't even say, like, can you wait till I come back and then we can do it? It's like I just need to oversight you to make sure that, like, everything's going to be okay. No, he just said, you're to go into all the world and preach. Preach the good news everywhere to everyone. That was the directive. Like, as someone who's a pastor, like, that, it's like, oh, man, but what about, like, we need to make sure. He just said, let's do it. Allow your discipleship to begin to put the things right inside of you as you're doing it. Don't wait to be perfect, because when you're perfect, you're literally going to be standing at the pearly gates. You're like you've passed to the other side and you're about to walk through and you're perfect. It's too late. Your friends and your family need you now. Your city needs you now. Your workplace needs you now. Amen. See, Matthew 28, 18 and 19 and Mark 16, 15, it's all about encouraging us to grow into well-formed followers of Jesus and who are ready to go to everyone everywhere, to share the good news of Jesus. This is God's vision for your life, to join him in his heart for restoring people into relationship with Him. See, this is what He's prepared for you and I, to be hope sharers and good news deliverers. This is what He's prepared for us. And I want to share a quick passage with you from the book of Luke. And this is an account in Luke 14. And it shares the story of a person who's invited people to his house. People who he was in friendship with. It was a massive banquet that he invited people to come over for. And so when the day had come for the banquet, all the invited people gave a whole lot of excuses why they couldn't come. You may be familiar with this passage of Scripture. Luke 14, I'm going to read from 21 to 24. This is what it says. After the banquet was ready to start, everything was prepared, the master sent his workers out to invite all the people. It's like, it's ready, come, I need you to come. This is what it says. The servant returned and told the master what they had said. His master was furious. They'd given excuses. He was furious. He said, go quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. After the servant had done this, he reported, there's still room for more. So his master said, go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full. For none of those I first invited will even get the smallest taste of my banquet. You ready? See, the people who were invited to come to the banquet, they had excuses. I've just bought a field. I must inspect it. I've just bought 5 pairs of oxen. I want to try them out. I just got married, so I can't. This is the literal excuses listed in the Bible. So, I've just bought a new block of land and a house, and I just want to go check it out. I've just bought a brand new car, and I want to just go for a drive along the Great Ocean Road this morning. I've just gotten married, so I need to, like, not see anyone ever. I want to encourage you. There is always going to be a distraction. There's always going to be a distraction that stops you from going to the banquet with the master. Can you see what this passage of Scripture is actually getting out? This has got nothing to do with the fact that there was a master putting a banquet on, and everything to do with Jesus saying, I'm inviting you to my table. I'm inviting you to my banquet. The distractions and the excuses, it's not enough. I need you to come now. The banquet's ready now. Not later once you've taken care of stuff. The banquet is now. Be encouraged that as you grow this year, the distractions of old are not your distractions anymore. Be encouraged this year that as Jesus sends you out into the city, into the alleyways, into the country, into the back lanes, wherever it is that he's called you to go out and bring people to the banquet. Maybe some people will have some distractions going on. Maybe some people will be like, I'm too busy, I can't do that. It's okay. I'll say what Jesus said. Just go out to the next spot and find somebody else. Just go out to the next spot and find somebody else who wants to come and sit at the table of Jesus and receive their salvation. Am I saying give up on people? I'm not saying give up on people, but the table's ready every Sunday. The banquet is ready every Sunday for people to meet Jesus. Yes, keep asking those people over time, but if they're not ready to respond right now, go to the next person who wants to sit at the table and be free of the sin that's in their life, be free of the distractions that are in their life, be free of the things that tie them down, be free of the chains of sin. Jesus invites them to the table so that they can be set free, amen? I asked if you're ready. See, as you're free of the distractions that were your distractions, you're going to be so free that they don't distract you anymore. So much so that when you ask people to come to church and the master speaks to you to go and invite others to the banquet, that all of a sudden you'll find yourself being the person that you have desired to be. See, the picture of this entire passage of Scripture is that the Master Jesus invites you to the banquet and he invites you to invite others to the banquet. Don't get upset. Don't get frustrated. Just go to the new place that Jesus has called you to. Go to the new person that God has called you to and invite them to hear about Jesus, to truly meet him. They're welcome at his table. You are welcome at his table. So as we venture into the known and the unknown this year, let's grasp hold of the now and future vision that God is doing in our church and in our lives. This is what it says in Habakkuk 2 verse 2 through to 3. And the Lord said to me, write my answer on a billboard, large and clear, so that anyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell others. But these things I plan won't happen right away, slowly, steadily, surely. The time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, don't despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. This is the thing. We talk about vision for now and vision for the future. There's things that God is doing right now, and there's things that are going to unfold and unravel over time. It's important for that to happen. Otherwise, it would just be this massive rush of everything and we'll just be like, somebody tell me what to do because this is like crazy town. No, we don't want to be there. We want to be right in the groove, right where God has called us for the moment. And as we step out into tomorrow, fresh, vision unraveling day by day. It's not late. Just be patient. Sit in the groove. Don't give up. Don't get distracted. Amen. So what is it that we're doing this year? Well, next week, up on this wall here, there's going to be a massive billboard. Like literally, we have got a billboard printed. And we're going to stick it to the wall. And it's just got the massive, massive writing in there. Grow and go. And the two passages of Scripture. And we're going to declare that. We're going to look at that billboard every week when we come in. And we're going to declare it over ourselves, over our church. And we're going to sit in the groove. And I want to encourage you, Habakkuk 2, write my answer on a billboard. Well, we're going to do that. We have done that. It's coming tomorrow. It's being delivered tomorrow. I checked FedEx this morning. Because we want you to read it. And we want you to rush to tell others about what God's doing in your life and what God's doing in our church and what God's doing in our city. Let's be clear about what we're called to on a weekly basis. We come to church every week because the Bible encourages us not to forsake gathering together. We want to come together. We want to lift worship. We want to pray together. We want to praise together. We want to be rubbing shoulders with each other and get not too close because it's like we still haven't had the vaccine. But you get what I'm saying. We want to be sharpened by each other. We want to take communion together. We want to fellowship together. We want to break bread. But I want to encourage you. That is one part. It's a great part, but it's one part of Sundays. The other part is, this is a place where you can bring people to hear the good news of Jesus. And I want that vision to burn in you so strong that you're like, I don't want a day or a week to go by where I haven't said, hey, come along to church. Don't say that you want them to come and sit at the master's table, because that would be weird. But the passage of Scripture gives you the directives. I need to go out. The Master Jesus is calling me to go out and bring people back to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So we're making it clear. Grab it. Read it. Tell it to others. The vision for now and the vision for the future, it's all part of what God has been since 1984 in our local church has been unraveling. And if we think from 84 to 2004, we didn't even have a permanent home. What God has done in this last passage of years to now, he's unraveled at a quicker rate. And I truly believe the preparation is done. Grow and go is here. It's going to unravel at a quicker rate than what we've ever known before. You've been called to grow and go. Grow your roots deep. Experience the fullness of your salvation. You've been called to go the highways, the alleys, the back lanes, the country roads, wherever God would have you step your foot so that you can call people to come and take their place with Jesus. Amen.